Good morning. Welcome. I'd like to invite you to come on in and join us as we celebrate Student Recognition Chapel. My name's Nancy Heisey, and I always find this chapel a particularly exciting one. It's a special time in the semester when we stop to honor many EMU students, and I know, because I have a chance to hear a lot about it, that EMU students have an amazing diversity of gifts. Academic gifts, athletic gifts, ministry gifts, community advocacy gifts, and the list could go on and on. But what makes this recognition event special is that when we gather here, we acknowledge that these gifts are interrelated. Staff, faculty, and all students make up the community of learning we share. It's this community that calls forth and is a foundation for the particular achievements that we're going to celebrate today. So thank you to all of you. The recognitions are going to proceed unannounced, and then at the close of this of the various recognitions, I will have a closing prayer.
Good morning. On behalf of biology and chemistry, we have the pleasure of giving a number of awards, and what we would like to do is call those people forward that can come up to the stage. And as they're coming up here, we'll explain a little bit about the awards. So if Erica Babakow could come up, we actually have two individuals, Ellie Cook and Jason Spiker, who are on cross-cultural, so we'll call them up in spirit, but won't actually be here. And then Ruth Moss, Charles Good, and Ilya Prodrodnya, if those individuals could come up as well. We have a number of awards that in biology and chemistry we give out to recognize achievements in a number of different areas, including academic service and scholarship. And there are a number of them that we have started this year as well. We think these are significant awards that we are giving out. So I would like to announce a couple of biology awards, and then Tara will announce those for chemistry. We are giving Jason Spiker, who's a sophomore, the Outstanding Second Year Biology Student Award. He has excellent academic excellence in our core courses in biology. And then for our award for excellence in biology and chemistry research, we're giving this to Erica Babakow, who has been involved in a number of independent research projects, both in designing and implementing and communicating those, both here on EMU campus and at National Science Foundation program as well. And Erica has been involved in a lot of other activities as well as research, so we recognize that also. And then the Outstanding Senior Biology Student is Ellie Cook for her exceptional academic, scholarly, and service to EMU. She's been an excellent student in all of her classes and all of the projects she's done. So those are the biology students, and I'll let Tara tell you about the chemistry ones.
So in chemistry, we recognize the outstanding student who's completed the general chemistry sequence. And this year, two students stood out, Charlie and Ilya, not only for their performance in the course in terms of grade work, but also for their enthusiasm and their interest in understanding concepts and coming to ask clarifying questions along the way. And we want to recognize their work. We give them a massive chemistry book full of details to, I don't know, be a doorstopper. And then for our outstanding senior student, we want to recognize Ruth not only for her excellence in her academic coursework, but also her commitment to being involved in research. And the outstanding senior student is also recognized by the Virginia section of the American Chemical Society, and so she'll receive a Merck Index and a year in a professional organization, or a year's membership in a professional organization. So we're very happy to recognize and honor those students for their work.
Mathematical Sciences annually has a little competition open to any student at the school, although we don't usually have too many students participate. This year we had 8 or 9, I think. It's a 25-question multiple choice test. And the person who won this year has won for 3 consecutive years, actually. Elias Kerr, I don't know if I saw him here. Okay, well, I'll just talk a little bit about him. Anyway, in addition to winning this contest, he's just been an excellent student for 4 years. very engaging in the classroom and always does excellent work. We look forward to seeing what great things he'll do. I'll still get this shirt to him. Has a picture of a professor at the board. He's written out this long equation, then after the equal sign, there's a blank, and the student saying, this is the part that I always hate, when he had to fill in after the equal sign. So Elias probably doesn't need this shirt because he usually gets the part after the equal sign. But anyway, congratulations to Elias.
I'm Doug Wandersee. I'm the Director of Student Programs. And I would like to recognize three different students today for their contributions and leadership through student activities and through Common Grounds. First and foremost, Molly Bays. She's been the products and marketing manager for Common Grounds for the past 2 years. And it is hard to capture Molly in a nutshell. Actually, it's not. Here's a sample of some of the things she brought you. Lowered milkshake prices, that alone, right? She analyzed every ingredient and every supply item that we offer and every single item in the shop to come up with the best pricing, and she thought it was fun. She offered large to-go cups. She devised ever more sophisticated ways of leaving notes for the barista to let them know things they should be telling her. She probably parked illegally on campus as much as anybody and got away with it. She was always in the loading zone. Incredible. She introduced the bakery combo, gave Bruce a run for his money in terms of clever and kind suggestion box responses, helped bring Lucas Coffee to Common Grounds. If you ever laughed at a whiteboard or the sign out front, that was Molly's language. Sometimes I rolled my eyes, frankly. Devised ingenious methods of delivering Menno tea, including one time the back of Lauren's car, which we appreciated, Lauren. Signs off her emails with a Dr. Seuss quote, and this most important, never ran out of milk on her watch. That's substantial for our coffee shop. So I'd like to congratulate Molly, have her come up on stage. And then I'd like to recognize two CAC graduates. First and foremost, Cody Walker, excuse me, who can't be here this morning because he's out at the schools. He worked for CAC for 3 years, and chances are most of you were at an event that he worked with, whether it was a game of zombies, Capture the Flag, Spring Fest, the bands, like the Downbeat Project, and the Performing Arts Series, Vanishing Vinny, Sean Bott, Chris Jones, The Steel Wheels, Aaron Foley. Those all had Cody's hand on them. And he spent 3 years planning and bringing us programs, and for that I'd like to congratulate him. And then Taylor Harrison, who spent all 4 of her years working for CAC, primarily with movies. I counted it up. She ran nearly 100 movies while she was here. Some of her highlights, she brought Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She did a monster masquerade party in Common Grounds. She directed traffic in the rain. If you were at the barn dance one of those years it was raining, she was out there with the vest and the flashlight saying, park in this field. That was her. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving in Common Grounds with all the trimmings. She popped popcorn every single night and gave you the slideshows that you were able to watch before the film. So congratulations, Taylor Harrison. Are you here? Taylor, thank you. I'm gonna get you a fresh one.
I'm Kathleen Roth, Director of the Intensive English Program. We have the privilege of working with many wonderful people at the IEP, and we would love to recognize the entire community. However, there are 5 students studying in Level 6 who have taken on studies, community service, and tasks at a high level that is above and beyond the call of duty. And we would like to present these students with a certificate indicating our appreciation. They are Faisal Fahad Alhamdan is from Saudi Arabia, where he was a hospital administrator. Faisal respects the teachers and program and models that attitude for his classmates. Faisal plans to continue his studies at James Madison University. If you'd come up. Iman Abu Alwa is also from Saudi Arabia. Iman has a bachelor's degree and plans to begin graduate studies upon her completion of the IEP. She asks thoughtful questions and always does thorough work and stands in sort of as a matriarchal figure for our many Saudi young men. And I don't see her here. Jerry Justizia Kasenge is from Benin. There she is. Oh, here she comes. Thank you. Jerry is Justizia, as we know her, is from Benin and is very intelligent and brings a great sense of humor and solid work ethic to each situation. She is dedicated to improving her skills in the use and application of academic English. Justizia hopes to enroll in the undergraduate program at EMU in the fall. Tuafeni Ngwimbi is from Angola and hopes to enroll in the undergraduate program at EMU in the fall. For Tuafeni, study is more than an exercise to get over with to achieve a goal. She genuinely enjoys the work and the time spent in class and studying. She demonstrates her faith in Christ with a smile and diligence in the classroom. Hui Grace Yuan came to the United States from China. She is currently a student at both the IEP and Blue Ridge Community College and hopes to complete her undergraduate degree at EMU beginning in the fall. Grace lives up to her English name and how she relates to others. She is also a very hardworking student.
I'm Luke Hartman, Vice President for Enrollment. It is a great honor to recognize those who help us bring students into the university. And before I go any further, I'd like to bring forward Andy Richter, who is a new admissions counselor and has revamped the Royals Ambassador program. And I'd also like to bring to the stage Kelly Schrader, Kirsten Rosetto, Jenna Longenecker, and Hannah Schrock, if you could come and stand here on the stage as well. And I'll award you soon. Royal Ambassadors, they serve as the liaison between EMU and prospective students, EMU and alumni who come to visit, EMU and student groups who come to our campus. And many times they are the face of our campus. This is who folks engage with first when they arrive. And the Royals Ambassadors, they host students, which is incredibly uncomfortable at times. And I'm sure it cramps your style and your life, but you do it, and you do it willingly. Many times you serve on panels where the questions from parents are unpredictable. And oftentimes we ask you to go and represent EMU at youth snow camps or at conferences or at college fairs, and you go and you say the right things and you put on the smile. And our success in large part is because of you. And most folks want to hear an honest opinion of EMU, and you do that. The admissions office would like to specifically recognize the executive royals this morning, the executive royal ambassadors this morning for this year. And these are members that, under Andy's leadership, have received additional training and have become EMU certified tour guides, and they did a phenomenal job representing EMU in this role as ambassadors. They were wonderful pioneers for a brand new system, a revamped system, and I'd like for them to stand at this time and be recognized. Please hold your applause until I've called all the names. Please stand as your name is called. Dylan Baumgartner, Alyssa Cable, Andrea De Avila Balboa, Laura Glick, Emma King, Andrew Penner, Ellen Roth, Kayla Smeltzer, Rochelle Kratz, Chelsea Harshbarger, Olivia Mast, Kirsten Rosetto, and Kelly Schrader, Chris Parks, Daniel Martin, and Hillary Short. Let's please congratulate those that are here. Also, I want to thank our leadership team. These are the folks that provided some oversight. They put in tireless hours. And the leadership team is Alyssa Cable, Laura Glick, and Emma King. If you could raise your hand or stand. I'm not sure any of them are here. That's our leadership team. I'll come back to that. But finally, we would like to give a special thank you to several members of our Royal Ambassadors program who are graduating later this month, and they will be missed. And I want each of you to know you've made a significant contribution to Eastern Mennonite University. Kelly Schrader, Kirsten Rosetto, Jenna Longenecker, and Hannah Schrock. Please congratulate our seniors.
I'm Judy Mullett of the Psychology Department, and we'd like to honor five psychology seniors if they're here today. I know some of you are. Allison Colasso, would you please come forward if you're here? Josh Kanagi, Sarah Lamneck, Michelle Miller, and Jennifer Shank. Yeah, we can give that. They distinguished themselves over the past few years in by multiple innovative scholarly activities above and beyond the program requirements, such as designing and implementing a faculty-student collaborative research study, and also other proposals. And the study, one of those was eliciting positive memories to promote pro-social memories and behavior, and that was an important collaboration with a local senior center. Teaming with professors to co-teach selected content and create and implement special activities within classroom research processes and teaching as well. Founding and leading the Psychology Club was another. And another one was in-depth study of developmental psychology practices across cultures, among other activities. So I would like to honor the Allison, Joshua, Sarah, Michelle, and Jennifer.
Let me call to the stage Matt Noggle, Blair Wilner, and Aaron Erb, although I don't think he's here. I'm Peter Dula. I chair the Bible and Religion Department, and I'm here to present the Havarim Writing Award. If you don't know, Havarim is the alumni support group for the Bible and Religion Department, and one of its purposes is to promote and encourage fine scholarly writing among our students. So each year they sponsor an essay contest among our majors and anyone else who wants to enter for essays on Bible, religion, philosophy, or Anabaptist Mennonite thought. This year we had a great bunch of papers, and in third place, receiving $100, is sophomore Matt Nagel for a paper entitled Romans 1, Condemnation of What Exactly? It's not unprecedented for a sophomore to place in this contest, but it is uncommon, so congratulations, Matt. In second place, senior Blair Wilner receives a $200 check for a paper called Nonviolence Without Metaphysics. A first place winner would receive a check for $300. If he were here, he was Aaron Erb, a junior. He will get this check at some point. His paper was called Examining the Biblical Portrayal of Hell in Relation to Peace and Justice. So we can give him a round of applause in absentia.
Late breaking headline news in the weather vane. The History Department faculty has been unable to decide upon a single recipient of the annual Outstanding History Student Award. Every April, history seniors await with bated breath the announcement of this prestigious and coveted honor. However, this year, the faculty very nearly came to blows over which of several exceptional final papers written for the History Capstone Seminar class merited the award. Finally, however, having learned much about peace building, engagement, and Mennonite identity from the very students whose papers were in question, not to mention what kind of dress would best protect one's modesty if it came to fisticuffs, Holly, Mark, and Mary declared a tie between Rebecca Entz and Joel Nofziger. These exemplary history students then walked to the stage so that everyone could see who they were. Entz's paper dealt with student efforts to change dress codes at EMC around 1970, pertaining in particular to head coverings and the dangerous innovation of slacks. While Joel's paper looked at the cultural significance of the four American Mennonite feature films produced to date, Hazel's People, The Wait, The Radicals, and Pearl Diver. In a second unprecedented move, the recipients will be given a choice between two books of great historical significance for Mennonites, The Martyr's Mirror, an illustrated book about standing firm for one's faith under threat of imprisonment, torture, and death, or, equally hefty, a bound copy of the first 10 years of local Mennonite publication Sword and Trumpet, 1929 to 1938, containing edifying and amusing cartoons about liberals, loyalists, and laxitarians. The award recipients reported to the stage after chapel to select their prizes.
Thank you, Mary. I am Kathy Smeltzer-Erb, Chair of the Undergraduate Teacher Education Department. It is my honor to present these awards today. First, I want to acknowledge our six teacher education candidates selected by faculty to represent the most promising and gifted teachers, and they were given the Teachers of Promise Award. In March, these persons joined some 200 participants from 37 universities in Virginia in a statewide celebration. And I don't believe any of them are here today because they're student teaching or in practicum. Please recognize these persons when you see them. Allison Bontrager, Ali Eanes, Lacey Gauchy, Owen Longacre, Rebecca Stace Nagy, and Amber Shelley. The second award that I want to honor is the Courage to Teach Award, and I did not bring Vanna with me. This is given to Heidi Bauman, who is, again, in a teaching position today and unable to attend. This award is modeled after the principles in Parker Palmer's book by the same name, a copy of which will be given to Heidi. The award is given to a student who has completed student teaching in the current academic year. Selected by faculty, the recipient demonstrates these qualities: dedication and effectiveness in teaching, a genuine sense of caring for students, value-based and highly principled behaviors, reflection in thought and practice, and a passion for teaching. Please congratulate them when you see them. Thank you.
I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Support Center, and I have the privilege of honoring 9 graduating seniors who have worked as tutors in the center this year, and some more than 1 year. Tutors have worked as one-on-one support, small group study leaders, and all have supported faculty who have students seeking support in their classes. These are not unfamiliar names and faces. You will recognize these tutors as persons who have been involved in many endeavors across campus in many leadership roles. We're thankful that they've chosen to serve at the center for one of those roles. If tutors would come forward when I call your name, Marty Snavely, the ASC assistant, will give you a certificate and small gift from the center. And I know that not everyone is here today because we have some off-campus commitments as well as student teaching, but we'll honor them in their absence and hold your applause until they're all up front. Erica Babakow, who is a biology tutor. Jonathan Berry, a business tutor. Allison Bontrager, mathematics tutor. Tessa Gerberich, nursing tutor and nursing writing tutor. Julia Schmidt, tutor and volunteer receptionist. Kelly Schroeder, music tutor. Aaron Springer, computer science and mathematics tutor. Cody Walker, chemistry tutor. If you were counting, you noticed that I only named 8 tutors. There's one more. Each year, Vi Dutcher and I choose a tutor of the year who has served as an exemplary tutor to EMU students. This year, we've chosen Darian Harnish. And I think Darian is here. Please come forward. Darian was a business, economics, and I think accounting as well tutor. In addition, he provided writing support for business courses. He was a great support to tutors and faculty, and also served as a lead by example mentor to less experienced tutors. He was a wonderful example of EMU's mission to serve compassionately. Congratulations. And let's give an applause to those other tutors who came up earlier.
I'm Vi Dutcher, Chair of the Language and Literature Department. And after discussing our goals for our students and revising our department mission statement in the fall, this spring our faculty developed 6 new departmental merit awards named after 6 of our department's emeriti faculty. The following students will be presented with their certificates and will meet the emeriti faculty at our department's student event tomorrow evening. So for today, when I call your name, I'd just like you to stand in your place, and I will announce your name and the name of the award. In the interest of time, I will not read the award descriptions at this point. The Irby L. Glick Award for Excellence in World Language Study is awarded to Anya Horning. The Ray Elvin Horst Award for Excellence in Spanish Education is awarded to Nueves Pluma Ferrer, and I know she's student teaching today. The Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence is honoring Brendan Erb. The J.B. Landis Award for Excellence in Literary Studies goes to Chris Yoder. The Omar Eby Writing Award to Conrad Swartz. And the James R. Bomberger Award for Excellence in TESOL is Erica Wagner. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Joan Griffing. I'm chair of the music department. The music faculty selected 2 music majors to receive Outstanding Senior Music Performance Awards, Meg Smeltzer and Philip Martin, and 1 music major to receive the Outstanding Senior Music Education Award, Kelly Schroeder. Students, please come to the stage. Meg Smeltzer will be graduating with double degrees in music performance and liberal arts. She has served as concertmaster of the EMU Orchestra, first violinist in the EMU String Quartet, alto and chamber singers and violinist and violist in multiple student recitals and conducting class concerts. She was a member of the celebration worship team for 2 years and has participated in numerous chapel services. In addition, Meg has contributed to the music life of the community by performing in preschools and local retirement homes and teaching violin to community children in the preparatory music program. She also assisted teaching in the Harrisonburg City School String Program. Meg has gone above and beyond the requirements of her degree program because of her passion for music and her desire to connect with people through music. Meg is a gifted musician who will make a difference in this world. She will touch the lives of others not only because of her musical gifts, but because also of the fine woman she has become. The music faculty are delighted to present Meg with an outstanding Senior Music Performance Award. Congratulations.
From the moment he arrived 4 years ago, Philip Martin provided a pillar of support to the music department. In addition to solo and chamber music playing, he has accompanied voice lessons, noon recitals, chapel services down here and up there, chamber choir, faculty fall workshop opening, homecoming encore reception, theater department projects, has taught lessons in the preparatory department, and has been pianist for Harrisonburg Mennonite Church. On and on. And that's only the musical side of Philip. Whatever the activity, Philip is fully engaged in it, musically and personally. He aspires to and meets a high standard and brings his inimitable, happy, and generous spirit to all he does. I wish you much success and happiness, Philip.
Kelly Schroeder has had expressed a passion for teaching since her first semester here at EMU. She believes that every child can learn and be reached, and she celebrates diversity. In addition, Kelly loves using her musical gifts in worship, both in chapel and in celebration here at EMU, as well as off campus. Kelly is currently student teaching, and her cooperating teachers state over and over again that she has all of the skills and dispositions necessary to be an effective music educator. The music department faculty feel confident that she will continue to have a positive impact both in the classroom and in the church, and we will miss her positive impact on our department as she graduates. Congratulations.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and I'd like to recognize individual athletic achievement for the second semester. As I call your name, if you'd please come and join me on stage and hold your applause until the end. As they come forward, I will tell you what awards they did win. First of all, for men's basketball, R.J. Sims was a Royals Athlete of the Week January 7 and All-ODAC third team. Nick Salk was the ODAC Sportsmanship Team member from Eastern Mennonite. Andrew Thorne was a Royals Athlete of the Week January 28. He was ODAC second team and last night was awarded the Male Athlete of the Year. From women's basketball, Kayla Baltimore was the Athlete of the Week February 18. Elisa Brown was the ODAC Sportsmanship Team member. Steph Reinheimer, ODAC Player of the Week February 4 and the Royals Athlete of the Week for February 4. Shakira Sykes, Athlete of the Week, January 21, and ODAC second team. Bianca Yagarza, ODAC first team, and Kayla Yoders, ODAC Player of the Week, January 14. From indoor track and field, Michael Allen, ODAC first team in the long jump, and last night was named, or was the Royals Athlete of the Week for March 11. Jordan King, ODAC first team for the high jump, and he was the Athlete of the Week March 25. Richard Robinson was ODAC's second team in the 60-meter hurdles, and London Wheeler was the ODAC Sportsmanship Team member. From women's indoor track and field, Hannah Chapel Dick, Athlete of the Week January 14, ODAC's second team in the 800-meter run, and last night was named the EMU Female Freshman Athlete of the Year. Jolie Payden was on the ODAC Sportsmanship Team. From baseball, Daniel Stanley, Pitcher of the Week January 28 and also March 18, the same week he was the Royals Athlete of the Week. Courtney Allman, Athlete of the Week for February 25, and last night was named the EMU Female Athlete of the Year. Jordan Ayler was Pitcher of the Week and Royals Athlete of the Week for March 4. Dan Nafsinger was Royals Athlete of the Week for April 1. And in men's volleyball, John Berry was the Royals Athlete of the Week February 11. Also last night at our awards banquet, Christian Rhine was named as the Freshman Male Athlete of the Year. The two highest awards that EMU Athletic Department gives are the President's Award, and the male recipient of that award last night was Ryan Eshelman, and the female recipient was Jennifer Blankenship. Jennifer, you are here. These two awards are given for accumulation of all of their contributions during the 4 years. Please join me in congratulating our student athletes for the spring season semester.
We do hope you can stick with us. We have only a few more awards. If you do need to leave to be on time for a third period class, then we certainly understand. As campus pastors consider how we extend ministry across campus, we couldn't do it without the pastoral assistants. And so stand, if you would, simply for recognition, and then you'll be awarded, maybe rewarded, as we go out for dinner this evening. Melody Tobin, Darian Harnish, Brandon Waggy, Litza Lauriel, Julia Schmid, Chaska Yoder, Hannah Tissue, Dylan Baumgartner, and Nels Okerson in particular for YPCA, Why Serve. We thank you for your ministry among us.
I'm Ken L. Nafsiger, and I advise the Student Government Association. I'd like all of this year's student government senators to come up and stand on the right side of the stage, and the current SGA exec to join me on the left side of the stage, along with the newly elected senators. As they're coming, I'll let you know that the most important thing to say about Senate is to put into context what it would look like if we did not have a student government association. It would be like the picture of It's a Wonderful Life going back to Potterville. If you get that allusion from the great Christmas story, there are lots of things that did not happen because of one person disappearing. Many of the things that we enjoy on campus would absolutely not be here were it not for the behind-the-scenes work of all of those present here. And because of time, I'm not going to be able to read off all their names, but I want you to recognize our senators and the exec and then those who are being elected as exec by giving them a round of applause. There is an official aspect that takes place each year that recognizes the passing of the gavel that takes place in a formal way, and so we have a gavel that represents the office of president, and so we'll have the co-presidents come forward and they will pass the gavel to the incoming president, Andrew Penner. So Erica Babakow and Hannah Schrock.
As co-president of SGA for spring 2013, I, Hannah Schrock, do hereby pass the duties and privileges of the office to the rightfully and duly elected president of SGA for the fall semester 2013.
As co-president for spring 2013, I, Erica Babakow, do hereby pass the SGA gavel to signify this act.
I, Andrew Penner, do hereby accept the duties and privileges of the office of SGA president. My acceptance of the SGA gavel signifies this act.
And let's give them a round of applause.
I invite you all to stand and join me in a closing prayer of thanksgiving. Loving God, we have seen before us this expression of the bounty in the people that have come together in EMU this year, and we want to give you our thanks and praise, and we ask that you would continue to bless, lead, and guide each one through the days of this week, the rest of the semester, and as we go from here to the next part of our mission. In Jesus' name, amen.